This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm pleased to be joined now by my man Joe Ostrowski. He works with me here at 670 The Score in Chicago. He hosts our night show, but he also is one of the preeminent voices in sports media when it comes to sports gambling. And he will be a big part of a project that I am also a small part of, the launching of a show called You Better You Bet on the Radio.com sports app. I will be on Sunday mornings on the app during football season. You will hear Joe a lot more often than that, weeknights with a whole cast of other characters. Joe, thanks for the time, man. How you doing?
Danny, I'm doing wonderful. I missed hearing on the Score airwaves that you were a Chicago guy, so I'm glad they brought it over to CBS.
Yes. It just it made me so popular with all of my coworkers at the beginning of my Score tenure that I just felt like I had to do it nationally as well.
Yes, I'm glad they brought that over. And I'm pumped about the start of You Better You Bet, as you mentioned, tomorrow. So locally, Chicago time, it's going to be 5 to 9 p.m. And I'm told, it sounds like you can get audio and video via that radio.com app. So if you're jonesing for some sports betting conversation, we've got college football coming this weekend. You can find it on that radio.com app every day.
Yeah, and so if people don't know, it's going to be cool. Like, there's going to be all different shows, and it's just a new place to get your content, right? Like, we're doing a gambling show and fantasy-focused, but there's a football show, there's a basketball show, there's a show with Cody Decker and Jen Sturger that it's the only show with a married couple. It's kind of a cool venture that they're launching at Radio.com Sports.
Yeah, no question. And if you're looking for some football coverage on a national level, you can find Ross Tucker. His show will start things off every single morning. It's just something different. Another venue for people to go to if they don't like their options.
So, Joe, and we might need to reconnect here with your phone. So if you're in an area with better cell coverage, I appreciate it. But we'll try for another minute before we go for a better connection. If I told you, and I know that this would be terrible, but if I told you, you can only make one future bet this NFL season, win total, Super Bowl, MVP prop, whatever the case may be, you can only make one future bet. Which one are you making? Oh, he's not there. Okay, so we're going to reconnect with Joe Ostrowski here in a second. I was hopeful that we'd be able to fight through that connection, but I digress. I am up for anyone's recommendations on win totals, overs, or unders. You guys know your teams, or Super Bowl odds. My favorite prop bet, and I've got to personally find a place that I can make a nice little investment on it, is actually something I've never bet before, which is rare for me, and that's NFL Coach of the Year. I'll tell you about that bet in a second, but we've got my man Joe Ostrowski back from You Better You Bet. Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Oh, that sounds 100 times better. All right, so nightmare scenario. I tell you, you can only make one NFL future bet, win total, prop, Super Bowl, whatever. You can only make one. Which bet are you making?
Okay, I think the safest wager is the Cowboys win total. And to lose this wager, for the over to come through, because I'm looking at the under, of course, after their big season, I need Jason Garrett to have back-to-back 10-win seasons. I need Ezekiel Elliott to come back and be Zeke, and Kellen Moore to be a successful offensive coordinator. Now, they have a strong defense. We know all about Ron Marinelli and what he's going to bring. But I see a lot of reasons to fade the Cowboys this season, a division that always seems to have a different winner. They were involved in 12 one-score games last year with a 9-3 record, which a lot of people would tell you that there's a lot of luck involved there. They were a bottom five red zone offense a season ago, it didn't even get much better after adding Amari Cooper, the red zone situations at least. And you might remember there were some long, which seemed to be lucky touchdowns with him. And the schedule, you're going to get the Eagles twice. I'm high on Philly this year. They get the Rams at home, but they have to go to New Orleans, Chicago, and New England. I don't see them going to 10-6. Give me the Cowboys under 9.
Yeah, and where I see it, there's juice on the under. It's maybe -125, -130, but I'm with you. That is a price I am willing to pay to fade Jason Garrett.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's another strong play here, and you've been talking about Antonio Brown and all that mess going on with the Raiders. I mean, you throw in Antonio Brown, Richie Incognito, Vontaze Burfict, Mike Lennon in a locker room. Can anything possibly go wrong? But it kind of feels like the NFL is out to get the Raiders for some weird reason. I don't know if it's punishment for going to Vegas or what it is, but the schedule that they have to deal with is brutal. Now, the number of wins here is 6, but listen to this early on. Week 2, they've got KC. Then they go to Minnesota, then to Indianapolis. Then they lose a home game and play the Bears. They go on their bye, and then they have to go to Lambeau. That's their first 6 games. And they get the Chargers twice in the second half of the season. I would actually take a look at the Raiders under 6 here.
Yeah, I'm with you. I sold all my John Gruden stock when they gave him that contract. I think if you're paying big money to bring someone out of a television booth who's been gone for that long, it's probably a bad decision. And they did it with head coach and general manager. So, yeah, I'm not a big believer in the Raiders. I wanted to run by a prop that I absolutely love. It's something I've never bet on, Joe. NFL Coach of the Year. I saw Freddie Kitchens at 11-1. And Kyle Shanahan I saw as the favorite. And they were a 4-win team last year. And it's normally an award that goes from a worst to first team. But if I want to bet the Cleveland Browns to win that division and their win total is 9, that is maybe a +150 type of wager, right? Them and Pittsburgh and Baltimore all bundled up. But if I think Cleveland's winning that division, it'll be first time in a long time. They're not going to have an MVP on the roster. Like they're not going. I don't think Baker's an MVP. If you want to go there, we can discuss, but I feel like if the Cleveland Browns actually beat the Steelers and win that division, and there will be a lot of talk of, wow, Kareem Hunt, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, Baker Mayfield, how did a first-time coach make all of those personalities work? 11-1 on Freddie Kitchens is wildly appealing to me.
Now, you remember the head coach favorite for this award a year ago, right? It was Matt Nagy.
It was Matt Nagy who won, yeah.
Yeah, it was Matt Nagy, and I was a little surprised to see him as the favorite, and the offshore sites had that one nailed, and it came through. Freddie Kitchens, now maybe you're a believer in him. I don't know if the guy can coach. I have no idea, but the scenario that you threw out there, high win total, if you believe they're going to go over that win total and win that division, absolutely. As far as Baker Mayfield, actually, yesterday on Early Odds, I picked him to have the most passing yards in the NFL. It's a pretty decent number at 14-1.
Wow.
But if we're talking about that specific scenario that you threw out there, Danny, them winning the AFC North, the city of Cleveland going crazy, they're a national story. They have all these superstars. A quarterback's winning that award, he would be on that short list of 5 quarterbacks in the running.
Yeah, but I just think that there's better quarterbacks. Like I think Pat Mahomes or Andrew Luck or Aaron Rodgers, like the favorites, are going to just put up massive numbers on good teams. You know, I know Pat Mahomes. There's no value at 4.5 to 1 for him to repeat as MVP. But that guy could regress 10-15% and still lead the NFL in passing and touchdowns.
I know it's so funny. Because I think the touchdown total is set around 40 or something like that. I don't even know if 10 quarterbacks have done that all time. Yeah, that's
right.
The story around the Chiefs. Well, Mahomes is going to regress. From what, 50 to 40? that's still a great season, and that means they're going to be back in the playoffs again if he does that.
Yeah, and that's 20% regression, and I don't think he's that's the thing about the Chiefs. I don't see, like, why will they regress offensively? Just because it's happened before? Like, nothing about what I saw last year was fluky, and they're better in terms of skill position. So I don't really know why I would fade that offense this year.
And we're talking about the offense, too. Some of the studies that Football Outsiders have done have shown that it's difficult for a top-end defense to maintain what they do from year to year.
Correct.
What the Chiefs accomplished a year ago wasn't built on takeaways, which will fluctuate from year to year. A lot of time you'll see the team at the very top of the league go to the middle of the league in the following season. So, yeah, at one-score games, were they involved in a lot of one-score games? Not like the Cowboys I mentioned. They had 12 of them. The Bears had 10 of them. So, yeah, it just that seems like the trendy way to go with the Chiefs just because. But they have Andy Reid on their side and so much talent. So I'm not buying that.
Yeah, that's not a team I'd want to fade. We're talking to Joe Ostrowski, JoeO670 on Twitter. He will be involved with the You Better You Bet show Monday through Friday, radio.com sports. The network launches tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 p.m. Central Time. And this football season, I'll be hosting the Sunday morning show, 8 a.m. to noon Central Time, with Nick Costas, who is the main host Monday through Friday. Do you have a Super Bowl wager or two that you like?
There's one team that really stands out. I'll give you a team near the top and then a team I'm keeping an eye on near the middle. First at the top, I'm going to Philadelphia. Bears fans don't like hearing this, but you're going to give me a healthy Carson Wentz. The front office continues to add weapons for him. They draft Miles Sanders. They give up very little in a deal with the Bears for Jordan Howard as a second running back. They move down in the draft. They add DeSean Jackson. You still have Ertz and Alshon Jeffrey and a defense that puts pressure on opposing quarterbacks. The Eagles are 12-1. They should roll to an NFC East crown, and they'll probably get a bye as far as I can see. So I really like the Eagles at 12-1. That number is going to dip as we get closer and closer.
Yeah, the only thing there is the inevitable Carson Wentz injury. Is it two games or is it eight games? I mean, he's been hurt every year he's been a starter going back to college. Every single year he's gotten hurt.
Yep. Yeah, and you're banking on him being healthy there. But if he can't stay healthy, I see big things out of the Eagles. Then if I'm looking middle of the pack, I'll stay on the NFC side. Everything that could go wrong went wrong last year for the Falcons. And they still had a 7-9 season.
Yep.
All their top players on defense got injured very early. They had to deal with Steve Sarkisian. Now, their cutter's not the best around, but he's better than Sark. And you still have Julio and Calvin Ridley for another year. And listen to this scheduling fluke, Danny. The first time that the Falcons are playing outside of a dome this year is going to be in week 11.
That's insane. I love that team. I think the Saints are regressing a little bit, and I can't trust Cam Newton to stay healthy. So they are a pick for me to win that division this year. But and I saw them at 40-1 for the Super Bowl, which strikes me as ridiculous. So I did not know that about the scheduling quirk, though. That is a very, very juicy play. I might have to up my Falcons position.
I am with you on New Orleans, by the way. They almost made my pick for a win total at 10.5. To go under that number.
Yeah, you know, it's a father time undefeated thing with Drew Brees, and he slipped towards the end of last year. He was very pedestrian as that season went, and that trend doesn't normally reverse itself.
Yep, and you're going to have that tough first place schedule.
Yep.
And you always have to watch out when you have a healthy Cam Newton, and we have every reason to believe so. Things flip-flop in that division a whole lot, too.
So, Joe, do you have a prop? MVP, you gave me the Baker Mayfield passing yards total. Where's your investment in terms of player props this year? You can choose your own adventure.
Yeah, I told you how much I like Carson Wentz at 12-1. I'm not down on the Browns' love. I think the Steelers are going to be just fine, and Juju Smith-Schuster is going to step in and be the top wideout for the Steelers. They really don't have any other choice, but they always have that next guy ready, and I believe he had almost 1,500 yards last year. You know, he was a passing leader a year ago at his age. Ben Roethlisberger, if the Steelers win that division, they're one of the top teams in the AFC, at 20-1, I can see it. And I also see some Rams regression. If you're looking for a bigger number, if they end up winning the NFC West, Jimmy G at 50-1 is a solid play.
Yeah, I'm a big Shanahan believer. The reports out of the preseason and training camp have been pretty disastrous in San Francisco so far, but I am a believer in his system. What do you think about Mike Evans to lead the league in receiving? Had 1,500 yards last year. Bruce Arians loves to throw the ball down the field. Jameis Winston takes more deep shots than anybody. I feel like everyone's getting on Chris Godwin for fantasy purposes, but Mike Evans is clearly the best player on their team.
Yes. I love, you know, something to look for this upcoming season is a lot of Tampa Bay overs that they're going to be involved in, because the defense, they can't stop anybody. And I don't see that changing in the first year under Arians, but you know they're going to put points up on the board. And you're right about Godwin. Yesterday on the station, Brad Evans was trying to sell me on Godwin receiving leader for 80-1. But Mike Evans is a stud. Every year when you look at the top of the with the receivers, it's really the same guys again and again, and they have that same build. And Evans is in that elite group. And don't forget with Jameis, this is his contract year. So I'm expecting big things from him.
Joe Ostrowski is someone you should be following on Twitter for NFL and all gambling information at JoeO670. And he will be a part of You Better You Bet on Radio.com Sports, a national online-only, app-only video podcast on-demand platform that is launching tomorrow morning. So, Joe, good luck with the launch. What days are you on this week?
Okay, this week I'm on Tuesday and Wednesday on Radio.com.
All right, Tuesday and Wednesday, You Better You Bet. So work out all the glitches so everything's smooth sailing by the time I get there for football season, all right?
In 3-4 weeks, yes. It'll be all set for you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.